What started it?
Oh, that's an excellent question. If we see small children with these kinds of symptoms, we think genetics. You inherited something from your parents. Cystic fibrosis is a classic kind of disease that we think of in small children or younger adults with this kind of disease. They often have lifelong symptoms since birth. There are other kinds of genetic diseases too that predispose to bronchiectasis. Typically in my bronchiectasis center clinic though, I'll see older people, typically in their 50s, 60s and 70s, who've really had no symptoms for most of their childhood or early adulthood. And then they suddenly develop these symptoms of cough, sputum production, flare-ups requiring antibiotics repeatedly, particularly over winter periods. Actually, often we don't find a cause in those kinds of people. Sometimes they've had a very nasty lung infection that somehow damages their airway and the airway's ability to clean itself. Sometimes they have exposure to very noxious agents, gases, industrial kinds of solvents, that kind of thing. But they form a really fairly small proportion of people. Most often it's what we call idiopathic. We simply don't ever find a cause.